Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Take Two Radio. I'm Pam, your host, and today I have two co-hosts, so double your pleasure here. I have Dawn and I have David. Hello, guys.
Hi, Pam.
Good afternoon, Pam.
Are you happy? Are you up and ready to go?
Yes, I'm ready to go.
And we're not going to ask Dawn about her weather today, so we're skipping that part today.
Yeah, it probably would be good. There'd probably be a lot of listeners mad at me,
yeah,
too, so we'll just skip it. All I will say is look up the Weather Channel and Google, or Google North Carolina weather for today, and that should tell you all you need to know. So.
Well, this afternoon we welcome an actor, a producer, and a playwright, and his name is Alfredo Diaz. Welcome, Alfredo.
Thank you, ladies. David, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. First, I want to say congratulations on your successful theater career, both as an actor and as a playwright.
Thank you. Thank you so much, fam.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What drew you into acting in the first place, and who inspired you?
Well, I was always telling stories. Some might call it lies. I call it stories when I was little. I mean, they were so big that you just, you know, they couldn't be real. But I was always in that storytelling mode, always telling story, and just kind of, it just kept evolving, you know, just. I would move somewhere and pick up an art form, and it just kept evolving. And then I met this woman is like my, like another mother, a mentor, and she really liked my stories, and she encouraged me to take classes and learn a little bit more. And then I started meeting a lot of filmmakers, and they would ask me to get, you know, do their films, and I couldn't stop doing it after that. I was like, I got to learn more. I want to know who's the best teacher. I read a lot of books on acting and took a lot of classes with, I mean, some of the best acting teachers, you know, in the world. And just kept going. I mean, I'm still just so hungry for it. Like, just want to learn. I'm always watching people work, and I don't know. I just, you know, it's like, you know, my real passion.
It's in your blood.
Yeah, definitely. You know.
David, you had a question?
Yeah. Alfredo, Who are the top three role models in your life that inspired your career?
My grandmother, she just always encourages me and was always so, like, open for me. So I would say she's one. I mean, my mentor for sure. She's one of them. This woman, Lee Vogelstein, really. She's one of them. I have so many people. My teacher. You know, I mean, I've had two really good teachers that. When I would doubt, like, it's kind of tough, you know, if I would get discouraged, both of these guys would kind of lift me up, and so I would put them, it's four, but I'll make them one. Larry Moss and John DePolito, really, I look up to them a lot, especially anything to do with acting.
That's great. That's great. I'm sure they'd love that acknowledgement. What is it that stirs such passion in you when you're in the theater?
I guess so many things. I've lived in some pretty interesting places, and I've just kind of learned a lot of the way people live, and I'm just so curious about how people think and how they interact, and that always feeds me in my work, and keeps me to always wanting to be truthful, you know.
Right.
How psyche works, and that just keeps me. Plus, I'm just hyper, fam. I'm just hyper. Yeah.
Always on the go. I have two children out of four that are like that, and you know, sometimes I just would like to open up the back and pull the battery out, but we always know that that's not possible.
Oh, I hear you. I don't sleep. I mean, I'm working all the time. I'm like that.
Yeah. Well, you write plays about unlikely heroes. Why is that important to you?
I think because I feel like, I don't know how this is going to sound, but I always feel like the bad guys are usually, or who we call bad guys, are usually misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't know their sort of story, and you don't know how people get to that place, you know. So, yeah, I kind of write about these types of characters, but then you see kind of, I feel like people connect to that, and they see, they see the human side of these types of guys. You know, and I've been around them, you know. I grew up, you know, around the city and Union City, just urban city life, and I've been around a lot of these so-called bad guys. And I draw from that. And knowing them on a personal level, and knowing that, you know, they're just, if you meet them in the, you know, under the wrong circumstances, they're that bad guy. But, you know, I'm just, again, curious about the psyche of people and how, you know, how they kind of get to where they are.
Well, is it necessarily a so-called bad guy, or is it somebody that wants to do something but does it in a bad way?
No. It's usually like he goes, the hero's journey into the night sort of thing. It's a guy that goes into the unknown, goes into, you know, the underground to learn that full lesson and then get to the other side. That's more like it, yeah. Just that in that underworld, you know, a lot of my characters, you know, they're interacting with dark people from the underworld. So that's where,
right.
That's, you know, yeah. I'm
well,
just really
I mean, that makes it interesting, too, to see the other side of things.
Yeah, yeah. I've always been attracted to those types of stories, you know, but just the other guy, you know, that goes through, it goes, gets thrown into, you know, some... I don't know. I guess I think of one of my favorite movies, like Gladiator. Here's a general in an army, and then gets thrown into this underworld and becomes this, you know, he's this warrior, and those types of stories, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, those are always good.
Yeah,
those are good. Alfredo, which okay, hold on. Okay, which. Out of all that you have written, which character comes closest to you?
They're all extensions of me, but I guess the one that I'm working on now, actually, is probably the closest one, because he's, I'll tell you a little bit, he's a playwright, and he's dealing with some addiction and certain things, and just, I don't know, that's probably like the closest one to me. I'm working on it now. It's like about 95% done, but I'm really excited. Like, working on this piece gets me really, I don't realize, like, you know, 4 or 5 hours would pass of me working and writing, and I would I would just lose track. So I'm really excited about this one, and that's probably the closest character to me.
Okay. What play is probably your favorite one that comes close to your heart?
Uh-huh.
That you've written.
Yeah. I saved the sewer rat. You know, I guess that one, because I'm touching on things that I hope people get, and they did. A lot of people came up to me afterwards, and they got that. But it's about this addict that goes back to talk to his mother he hasn't seen in 15 years, and it was funny, but it was really dark. But I got a lot of laughs. But it was kind of a dark piece. But that's probably one of my favorite ones because it kind of gave me the confidence to do two more after that one, you know. And,
right, because of the success of it.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. You should be very proud of yourself, and I'm sure your family is as well.
Oh, yeah, they come to them. I'm always afraid that people are going to sort of recognize parts of themselves. Cause, you know,
oh,
you,
no.
You, like, you know. From what you know, and I'm always like, oh God, here we go. I'm sure I'll hear it afterwards. But, they always show me so much love and support. Yeah.
That's great. So they don't heckle you about it then.
No. But I'm always worried. I mean, by now I should be okay, but I'm not. Every time there's something, I'm like, okay, all right, let me just hold on to something.
Yeah. do you sing, dance, play instruments of any type?
I've been, for the last, like, year, I've been playing the guitar again because, like, the two of your kids, I can't stop. So it's like I'm working on my craft and acting, and then I write, and in between those two, I work on the guitar to sort of break it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of like addicted to it. I can't stop. I'm working. I'm sure my neighbors hate me.
Oh, no.
but hopefully they've seen progress. They've heard progress. Yeah, but that's kind of like, oh my God, I love. And my family's really musical. My cousins sing. My uncle's he choreographs. You know, a lot of musical people on my mom's side of the family. Yeah.
Uh huh. So that's where you get your genes from.
Oh, yeah, a lot of very creative people on that side of the family. Definitely.
So do you sing and dance too? Then, like they?
No, I wish I would. I was just in a musical, but I was sort of the evil of the piece that they talked about, and I just come in sort of at the end with this big dark scene, and I'm the only character that doesn't sing, but I was there with them, all the time. Yeah, I was there working with them all the time and hearing them sing and thinking, God, you know, this will be my next thing.
Right. Well, it would go well with the guitar playing, so you know you can get those two together and maybe have your choreographer family member, you know, teach you how to do some moves.
Yeah, that would be fun. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, we all dance. I mean, you know, I'm Spanish. You know, you have to dance.
Okay.
yeah.
I said I've always wanted to do salsa dancing, just never got around to it, because I think it's so beautiful to watch, and it looks like a lot of fun as well.
You should, man. It's, you know, that's one of those things, it's never too late. Every, you know, it's like therapeutic, you
mm-hmm.
know. Take a dance class. Yeah, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, the only part is I don't know if my body would cooperate at this point in my life, but I did used to go dancing all the time. It was one of my favorite things to do, you know, but just general kind of club dancing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So
I also read that you're a graffiti artist and a tattoo artist. Did you paint garages in your neighborhood?
yeah, that's exactly right.
Did you?
no, I did. You know, I guess, again, you know, when you're young and you're growing up and, you know, around the city and, you know, you pick up on these things, you don't realize, you know, what. You don't even think about, you know, one, that graffiti is illegal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was a kid, and yeah, like my cousins and I would, there was like this abandoned warehouse we would go to, called Yardley's, and in the back, it was abandoned. We would just, you know, we're always doing pieces, you know, pieces is like your tag or your name and like those. Nice letters, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're going to be shocked, but I used to do that too, so.
What? Oh, no. Okay. I don't feel so bad now.
I grew up in Chicago. What else is there to do?
No, okay. So the host and I then are the graffiti artists. Thank God.
Even yeah. David and Don didn't know that about me.
Oh,
there
right.
are no words.
Let's talk about you for a minute, Pam.
I know, really.
But I did it in neighborhoods that were already tagged, so I didn't
do
it on anything new.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying it was pretty much everything was tagged around where we lived.
Yeah.
But you learn that, and again, I got this sort of, I want to figure everything out, so when I got into it, I just, you know, we got pretty good at it, you know,
mm-hmm.
My cousins and I. And then tattoo was, I had a friend that was a tattoo artist, and I built a machine, a homemade machine. And he's like, well, I'm gonna, there's these two guys that want me to do a tattoo, but they don't have much money. So why don't you try it? And I was so scared. I'm gonna ruin these people's, I'm gonna ruin their body.
Didn't practice on him. You practiced on actual customers.
On actual customers. Yeah. Yeah. With a homemade machine. That was the beginning. That was the beginning of it. But then, of course, it evolved. I got the man that did I have one. I have a couple, but I have one. And the man that did that one, he started training me and showing me how to work. And then I went to Miami, South Beach for a while. And I bought a machine and I was working with helping different shops and just picked it up. And I did it for a while, on and off, you know. But, yeah, not long ago, I'm walking in the city, and there's this guy walking towards me, big guy, curly, like longish hair, dark. He's just walking right towards me. I move a little to the left, and he's leaning to the left. So I'm like, let me move a little to the right. He moves a little to the right. Okay. So, he finally, we're close, and he's like, you remember me? Like, yeah. Then I kind of looked at him, and I did it. And he's like, we talked for a while. He goes, you know, you did the first, he was full of tattoos. His face, his neck.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and he said that I was the one that gave him his first three. And I swear, I don't even remember, you know, but.
Sorry.
I remember working with him, but I mean it was like years ago. And now he's like completely, completely tattooed. So it could be a big one. But I don't do it anymore. I'm done. I don't. No more tattoos for me.
Well, do you have tattoos on yourself?
Yeah, I have one on my arm, and then I have. When I first got my machine, I tried it on myself, so I have one on my knee that I did to myself.
What are they?
The one on my knee is like this sort of like this moon, and the one on my arm is of a cross. like Christ on a cross with some Hebrew writing over it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
I've just been, I'm always curious about religion, and I feel like that's, like, again, storytelling. It's, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Just another version of it.
Yeah, exactly. And I like stories.
Out of all the genres, what do you prefer most? Do you rather act over write, or write over act, or direct, or?
You know, as I've narrowed it down, and I can't break them apart. Acting and writing, because you have to wear many hats, you know, when you're trying to build something, you know. But the two things that I don't know how to separate the two, so I keep them together is writing and acting. I really can't. I practice both every day. And like I said, in between I work on other things to kind of break up the two, when I'm writing, when it's time to write, if I'm working on something, then that just takes over and I'm in it, and I couldn't even see myself as an actor. When I'm working on a piece and I'm in it and I'm doing my work, I can't even think about writing. You know, so I kind of, everything else is like just things that I have to do. And I enjoy, I enjoy every single part of this, man. It really, but writing and acting, that's my main thing.
I know that you, I don't know if you actually completed filming or you're in the midst of it, but for All My Children, now going onto the web, your role is Vlad. Can you discuss any part of that with us and let us know what it's about? I know you can't discuss storyline.
We're not done filming. We taking they work on something else, but we'll be coming back soon. We started filming, and it was great working with these people, this team. But it's still ongoing. And Vladimir, his real name. I let my friend call me Vlad. He's an interesting character. Very dark. Very dark. It's on the breakdown there. People put it up. He's, you know, Eastern European. It goes into. Let me see. I'm trying to.
Not let too much out.
Yeah.
Will you have an accent?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you good at accents?
I'm pretty good. I think so. I work on things really hard, and maybe the Spanish background in me allows me to kind of play with accents a little bit. But I also work with a coach, a dialect coach.
Okay.
This woman, Amy Jo Jackson, and she's helping me. You know, because we shot for a couple weeks, and then they're working on, you know, One Life to Live, and then we go back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So in this break, I'm like really getting this accent down, and I'm fleshing out the character even more.
Right.
That gives
you time in between going back to get the roll down pat like that. David and I are waiting with bated breath for All My Children and One Life to Live to come back. We are one of the, or two of the millions of people and fans that, you know, were devastated when they pulled those shows off of ABC.
A lot of people.
And we went on campaigns to get them back on somehow, some way. So we are so unbelievably happy that, you know, they're coming back, even if it's on the web. But then again, the web has so many things going on now that you can watch. Why not put a soap on there from TV?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a great idea, and a lot of really great shows are doing it. You know, most people are online right now. You know, people are always on their computer, and a lot of people watch Hulu and the things on Hulu and iTunes I think they'll have the same following, and it'll probably grow because you have younger people too, and I think it's a great idea to have it on the web. Everyone's using it. That's how a lot of people watch their shows, you know?
Exactly.
How long were you a fan? How long have you been a fan of All My Children?
I won't say how many years, but let's put it this way, since grade school.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's funny because my mom used to watch them, of course, my grandmother, you know, people from my family, and I never really paid attention to them at that point. And I had a friend in grade school that was a couple years older than I was, and I went by her house one day. We had the day off of school, and she was watching All My Children. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching this with her. I go, what the heck are you watching, you know? What is this?
Yeah.
She goes, it's my story. It's my story I watch. I'm like, your story? What do you? She's like, shh, I'll tell you after it's over. You got to watch, you know. And I watched it with her, and then I just started, you know, little by little getting into it, and then would pay attention to it when my mom had it on. And she also watched One Life to Live, and so I would watch both of those with her, and that started my addiction.
Yeah, it's a great show. Fans from, like, you know, some, like, 70, that's when it aired. But, like, I have a lot of friends and family that they grew up to the show.
Right.
Yeah, they're just bugging me. What's happening? I can't talk to you. I don't watch. What do you mean? Is this person back? Is that person back? You know what? You're going to have to watch it. I'm not going to get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they on social media at all, your family?
Yeah, some of them are. Some of them are, yeah.
Tell them to go to my Facebook page. I saw that you liked it the other day, you're on there. Tell them to go on there. You see all the articles I post, you know, who's coming back and what's going on. I keep up to date as much as I can with all the different soaps, whether they're on web or on TV. So.
That's right. I didn't even think about it. That's right. I'm directing everyone to you.
That's right.
You deal with them.
Now, what did I do to myself here?
Great show. People really, the fans, they care about it. It's really lovely to see.
Yeah. How much of the history did you go back on to learn more about All My Children before you started filming?
I'm pretty familiar with the show. You know, you can't not, you know All My Children.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be surprised. There are a few out there.
No, I know. But of course, I wasn't in touch and kept up with it. I have the soap channel on my TV. I watch, they give it all the time on cable.
Yeah, it's, SoapNet.
Yeah, on SoapNet. I'm always watching it there. That's been sort of that and online, but mainly that Soap Network channel, and I watch them there. And then you see some of the people that I got to see in the studio, you know. And actually, you know, All My Children was the first time I got called in for anything important was All My Children. And that was years ago. It was for an under five. They were doing what they called the Island episodes.
Oh, yeah.
So, I went in, and it was supposed to be this one line, and the casting director was so nice. And You know, he called me in and after I went, I auditioned, he called me in and he said, look, you know, there's no, we're not going to keep that. It's just for one line. We're not going to keep that, but you are still welcome to come in and work as, you know, background. And I would, you know, I wanted to be inside that studio so bad. I wanted to see how it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I went. And I got to see how, you know, how things worked. And I got to be in, like, the scenes, you know, that they were in the hospital. So it was really cool. Like, and I saw Darnell that time, and I saw him again this time. And just, it's been cool. It's just been, like, a really nice experience to be in that world.
Does it seem surreal to you that you've known about All My Children and watched it somewhat before you, you know, went in there the first time?
Yeah, it's really strange, you know. You feel strange in a good way, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah, but it's like, whoa, you know, and yeah, it's definitely, it feels really strange and good to be around that and be even closer now. Now I have a nice, you know, have a real nice role in it. It is surreal. I mean,
well, keep teasing us because
he's
making us crazy over here. But I get that same surreal feeling when I interview somebody on the radio and then turn my TV on and watch them. And you don't look at them the same way anymore. I mean, it's not a bad thing. You look at them and go, oh, my God, I interviewed that person, you know, that I've watched for 20 years or whatever it is.
It's so wow.
I mean, there's, like, no way to explain that feeling.
It's so good. Yeah, what you're doing, you're sharing it with a lot of people that needed this type, you know, a platform for, you know, to see what's going on with their shows, because I've been keeping up, you know, with Twitter and, you know, and people really love this show. And when it was taken off the air, you know,
yeah.
you don't lose that following just because the show's not there, you know.
That's so true.
I'm so happy that Prospect Park is doing that, you know, and putting it back up.
Right. Well, let me tell you, once a fan, a soap fan, starts watching you on one of their shows, they're a fan for life. You know, expect that once you make your debut as Vladimir.
Yeah. The show hasn't aired yet, and there's been, yeah, some really nice people reaching out to me, fans reaching out
mm-hmm.
to me, saying that, you know, they can't wait for the show, they can't wait to see me on the show. Everyone, really, really nice, really nice.
Yeah, you'll get the majority of that. When it comes to storylines or some character pairings, you know, people have their opinions, and they're not afraid to voice them. So, you know, most actors learn how to take that with a grain of salt and not take it personally. So, but I'm sure you're used to that, you know, from doing other things as well.
Yeah. And these types of characters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I
was just going to say you get it more from when you're on a soap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Definitely. I could see.
Yeah. Don't be afraid.
No. I love to see people so involved with story, you know. That just makes me so happy to see that, to hear how people love their stories.
Well, you know, it's funny because I asked you if any of your family and friends were on social media, and you said yes, and I've got a tweet here from Brie Angelique that says, tune in to Take Two Radio to hear my daddy, Alfredo Diaz.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
He's a big supporter, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was so sweet when I saw that.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah. They've all been, like, I mean, so great and, you know, supportive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really helps to have the support of your family no matter what you choose to do, because
yeah.
otherwise it's hard if they
really
don't
hard.
Support you.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're kidding me. Yeah, I really do have a good circle of people that, you know, that just keep me positive. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, I'm really grateful. I'm thankful.
That's wonderful. Well, we do have a call I'd like to take, if you don't mind.
No, no problem.
Okay. We have Veronica, and she's actually from New York as well.
Oh.
And Veronica, can you hear me? Because my button's spinning. There we go. Are
yeah,
you with
yeah,
us?
I can hear you. Yes,
oh,
I'm
okay.
here.
Hey, Veronica.
Hi, Alfredo. I was just listening in, and I actually wanted to say I'm really excited to see you in this role. I've actually seen you in live theater. I saw your original play that you wrote, I Say the Sewer Rat, and I thought that was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
And I also saw you in Zoo Story as well. So when I found out that you're going to be on the soap opera, I don't really normally watch soaps, but now I think I'm going to start watching because I'm really excited to see
right.
you.
There you
medium.
Go. Yay.
Yeah.
Good. That sounds really good. Thank you so much. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you got to see those two pieces. I mean, especially, I mean, Zoo Story for me, it was really like, I mean, that was, I had so much fun and it was such a good piece. But yeah, thank you for calling to say that. You know, made
I
my
actually
day.
Have one, yeah, one quick question though. Can you talk about, a little bit about, because I said I've seen you in live theater, I know you've done, you know, films, but this is your first soap role. So, doing soap operas and it being so different from doing live theater or even just doing a film, how did you adjust? Was it an easy transition or was it totally scary the first day, or how was it for you?
Well, I mean, I've worked on some films before, but yeah, for this, yeah, it was scary. I mean, it was a different thing. It moves differently. It's fast, you know, the way that working on a soap is really fast, and in theater you get to explore, you get to really, you know, get to understand your character, and you have time to, but with, you know, with soap it was, you know, they move fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it was scary, but you know, you don't realize what's already in you. I mean, I jumped in like I've been doing it forever, you know, and it felt great, and I went with this style of storytelling, and it was fun, and it's just, you know, it feeds you the same way. It's just a different sort of ride.
Mm-hmm.
But it was scary just thinking about it, you know. But
mm-hmm.
but then getting into it, you manage. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well, there have been some great actors that have come out of soaps, and I think that you're definitely going to be one of them. So I look forward to seeing where this takes you and seeing you in other things.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Nice. Elizabeth from the chat room was asking, can you talk about who you've been working with on All My Children?
It's been mainly the new cast.
A new cast, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, you see, how can I say it without saying?
That's okay. If you can't, we understand.
No. Yeah, it's been mainly with, like, the new cast, yeah. And there's a lot of really good players now and the soap. But, yeah, I've been mainly working with, like, a new cast.
Okay. We get that. We know it, how hard it is, and we're used to interviewing people from soaps, and we know there's certain things you can talk about and other things you can't, so don't worry about it. I was wondering, do you have a hidden talent that people would be surprised to hear about?
Oh. A hidden talent? I'm pretty open. I'm just kind of, everything is there, you know. If it's hidden, it's hidden so good that I don't even know about it.
You don't know.
I'm pretty open. I don't know if it's a talent. I do face painting. The mentor that I mentioned to you before, she's an author, and she goes around and she, you know, reads for kids, and I do face painting for them.
Aw, that's sweet.
I've gotten really, really good at it. So
well, that graffiti stuff and tattoo stuff got you prepared for face painting.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I was working for. I always knew. That's
right?
Why I did it, ma'am.
Well, good job. What advice would you tell your 16-year-old self today that you wish someone would have told you then?
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm trying to see, because a lot of what I could blame is also what helps me now, you know. I guess to just, you know, have faith in this journey that we're on, you know. I guess that, because you're insecure at that time. There's so many things being thrown at you, you know. I would tell my 16-year-old self to have faith in your journey and where you're going, and you know, don't panic. Things, you know, work out. You know, it's just that to, you know, at that age, at least for me, you know, it was so much going on, and things were, you just didn't know, sort of always fearful, you know, and it would turn into something else. But that, just have faith, you know, that, you know, stay strong in what you're doing, and definitely I would have encouraged myself to keep at the art. See, my family supports me, and they always did, but I guess the way we grew up, it didn't seem like an option, you know,
right,
to be in the arts. You know, it's like, oh, it's great, he's so talented, that's what he does, but that's not his job, you know. And maybe I would tell myself at that age, like, no, you know, pursue it in that way, you know,
just have faith in yourself and in your dreams and what you want to do with your life, and don't be overwhelmed, I would say, because, you know, of course, we've all been 16 at one point in our lives, and you're either fearful or you're fearless, you know, so you have to kind of balance that out, too.
It's true. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And I always told my children, because at one point in time, they all wanted to be, you know, either a football player or an actor or singer or something like that. And I always told them to make sure that they go to school and learn something else as well to fall back on. Because otherwise, if you're going to be an actor, you're going to be waiting tables and stuff like that until you get some jobs. You're not going to walk into New York or California and be put on a set right away. Of course, that happens, but I'm sure it's like one in a billion.
Yeah, it's not really the norm. No. I mean, a good education, it's good no matter what. So it doesn't,
right.
You know. I mean, that's good to have. But also, you know, it's good to feed the like you did with your kids. You know, like just. They want to be astronauts, whatever, even, you know, actors, singers, rock stars. That just, you know, it's just a seed in there of something great. So it's good to just encourage it, because it'll turn into something, you know, it'll turn into what it's supposed to. You just got to, you know, encourage it. That's all.
Right. And just by the way, none of them are doing anything in the arts, so. That's more of like a grade school thing where they come up with those different ideas of what they want to be, you know, and then it changes down the line. Some of them as yourself, you know, it sticks with you, and that's what you're meant to do.
Yeah. No, that's right. I mean, yeah, just that encouragement is always good, and no matter what they, what you tell, I've been fighting for, I've been working on this for a long time, it's not like an easy road, sometimes things in theory sound, oh, I want to be a rock star, I want to be an actor, it takes a lot of work, if you want to be serious in your work. It's a lot of work. It's great. I mean, it never feels like work.
And that's when you know you love what you're doing.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? I don't even think of. I wake up. I don't think about that as work. I just wake up and I do what I need to do. It doesn't feel like I'm doing anything against myself.
Well, that's great. That's something that you were driven to do and embraced, and look where you are. We do have another caller, and her name is Joanna in New Jersey. And Joanna, go ahead and say hello to Alfredo.
Hi, Alfredo.
Hey, Joanna.
How are you
doing? Good. How are you?
I'm good. First, I just want to congratulate you on all your success.
Thank you.
It's been a lot of fun watching you grow, and I'm just really excited for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for calling, yeah.
You're welcome. I just wanted to ask, so you've done theater and you've done television and feature films. Is there one particular outlet that you prefer now that you've delved into all three?
I don't know. It's really hard. I mean, I don't know if it's just me being greedy or I want to do it all, I really don't know. I want to keep doing theater. I want to keep working on TV. There are a lot of really great stories, and film. I want to work in all those mediums, and they all have their gifts. So I don't, I kind of see them separately. I don't feel like I need to focus on one more than the other.
Is there one that's more challenging than the other?
Let me see. Well, because I was gonna say theater because you're it's live and messing up there but then with TV it's out there so I don't know, they all have their thing, but I'm so attracted to all of it that I don't see it as a problem. They each attract me when they're in front of me.
That's that ADD thing.
That's exactly right. I love all those mediums, and I want to continue to work in them. And I see myself in that, touching on all of them.
Yeah, well, you do great in all of them anyway, so... Much luck to you and great success, and we'll talk again soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you for calling, Joanna.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Joanna.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Well, I have to say I'm jealous because Veronica and Joanna both have gotten to see you in plays.
Joanna, I know.
Oh, do you know her?
Yeah. That's good. That's the support that I was talking about before. They
right.
come to all my shows. You have these supporters that they go and watch you, and I'm just grateful.
It's a blessing.
Yeah.
But when next time you do a play, try to do one in Chicago so I can see you. And David's closer with being in New York.
Yeah. Well, they will get an invitation. I mean, you'll all get an invitation for the next one, but they will probably be the closest one. I would love to bring work to Chicago.
Yeah, maybe one of the ones that you write in the future you can bring this way.
Yeah. I'd love to. I'm sorry, David?
I'd love to see you.
Next thing there are things in the works right now. I'm working on two things, and I'll be putting out a blast soon enough, inviting people.
Well, definitely let us know about it so we can tweet it out for you and let other people know.
Thanks. Definitely. I'll definitely do that. Yeah.
You're welcome. Well, we want to thank you for joining us today. It's been very interesting and a lot of fun speaking with you, and we cannot wait to see your debut on All My Children.
Thank you, Pam. It's been great hanging with all of you. I had a lot of fun talking to all of you.
Thank you. And we'd love to have you back, sometime in the future when you can talk about your role after we watch it. About any upcoming projects that you have.
I definitely will do that. After April 29th, once they see, it'll be much easier to get into things. And I'm looking forward to it. And good luck with you. And I love what you're doing and promoting this show. And I'm grateful for you to be doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. You enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll chat again soon. Otherwise, we'll be watching you on the web.
All right. Thanks. Bye, David. Bye, Dawn.
Bye.
Bye, Alfredo.
All right. Take care, guys. Bye, Pam.
You too. Bye-bye. Well, I definitely can't wait. How about you guys?
Yep, I can't wait.
I think it's going to be exciting.
Oh, I'm finally getting excited. Do you believe this? I'm just now.
Oh my gosh.
We were let down at one point, and so that made us all be leery of anything else that came out in the future, when they started talking about it. Oh, yeah, we're doing it. We hired people, and we're doing it. It made us leery of whether to believe in it or not. But, of course, the more that we see, the more we believe in it. And with the other actors tweeting about it or Facebooking or whatever, saying, showing us pictures. A picture tells a story in itself.
Oh, definitely.
So, yeah. I mean, that makes you believe even more, and you know it's going to happen, but you still got that little part of you holding back. But after speaking with Alfredo, now it seems so, so real.
I don't think he would have been cast to be on it if it wasn't real.
Let's hope not, right? Yeah,
it's
somebody's
true.
Doing it in their backyard. I believe it now.
I'll believe it when I see it on the 29th.
Yeah, well, I believe it's going to happen, but once we see that first episode, we'll be 100%, So, go ahead.
Did you hear... Where was I? Richard from Soaps in Depth, he said that it started wrong. All My Children did 2 weeks, and then One Life to Live went, and did start in their 5 weeks. I guess they sort of doubled up on those first 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, well, Alfredo just said that, he'd filmed some on All My Children, and now they're doing One Life to Live, so I guess they're taking turns like that.
Yeah, so it'd be like 5 weeks. No, it'd be 5 weeks on, 5 weeks off.
Probably. And I would imagine with the way they're having to do it, that's the only possible solution. Because I think the arcs are going to be a lot shorter, so they'll probably do, like one storyline, and then they'll do One Life to Live, and then they'll do another, you know, All My Children. So it'll probably go like that. I don't imagine that there'll be a lot of time in between. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to keep running, but it's just how they're going to be filming it.
I wonder how many they tape a day.
Yeah, I don't know.
I wonder if they tape, like, two a day in the beginning, and because 2 half-hours worth, or if they tape 2 hours worth, or...
Yeah, good question.
You know?
Well, I'm sure we'll find out more down the road when people are able to be more open about it. You know, the actors and that are be able to more open with it and tell us what's going on.
I know. Everyone seems so excited. They're all tweeting it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, why don't you give a small replay of what you did this past weekend with General Hospital people?
Okay. Let me tell you. Jason Thompson and Dom Zampronia were awesome. I got to tell you what happened. They put them on opposite ends of us. There are about 250 of us.
Wow.
So they put Dom on one end and Jason on one end. And I was 10 minutes late because of extenuating circumstances. So Wendy put me in. There was only a couple seats left when I came in. And Wendy says, why don't you go right there, Dave, right next to Jason? I said,
what?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I
lucky
said,
you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I said, because he was at the table. So they were going table to table, and they were talking to every single one of us. They never missed out on anybody.
Wow. And that says
a
lot, because 250 people, that's quite a group.
Yeah, it's pretty close to 250. Let me see. It ran a little longer than expected. Well, I left 7:45 to come home because I got everything done. But they stayed till 8:45.
Mm-hmm. What time was it supposed to end?
I'm not sure. I think it was supposed to end at 8.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So I didn't get, like, since I was late, I didn't get my picture taken until, you know, after their show.
Uh-huh.
After the Q&A and like that. So I got to tell you, they're very nice at commenting. That is something. I am still on a high, I got to tell you.
Oh, I'm sure. But, I'm sure. That had to be exciting. And you said they were very funny together?
Oh, my God, they're like Heckle and Jekyll. Yes, they are. Yes, they are very funny. They have their own thing in July too.
Mm-hmm.
So when the real luncheon is, they have their own luncheon on top of the main one.
Well,
and I'm glad that I got to see him here.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, because I'm not sure if I'll be able to see them on the one I'm going to.
Right.
You know? And
right.
I'm so grateful for Syracuse.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. You have quite a few shows up there with the different soap people.
Yep. And, like, guess who they, did I tell you? Well, you know who they got on June 29th. I kidded with you. They got Val from Dancing with the Stars.
And I'm sure a lot of people will go see him.
Yep. That's ladies' night.
No.
Yeah, that's ladies' night. So, and then July 20th, is Scott Reeves and Lisa Lo Cicero.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and that's going to, I think she's going to tie that in with the baseball game, because that's a stadium, you know, where I am. That's part of the Syracuse Chiefs baseball stadium. So what they do in the summer, well, they'll have the soap star throw out the first pitch.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. They did it this past summer. Was it this past summer? Because they had Nick Roebuck up there. This is before I ever knew that they were there. This is before Steve Burton.
Uh-huh.
And they had Nick Roebuck up there in the summer. And Dom was out there before, too, in July. So that's Dom's. This was Dom's second visit to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's only because he says he lives close. He grew up close to that area in Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And that's what. But, oh, it's. I'm speechless because it was just so great and how accommodating they were. I mean, you have to experience something like that. I mean, every single one of us, and here he says, oh, can you take pictures with me at the table and like that? Everyone's taking pictures at the table, at their table. I didn't do it at the table because I didn't have anyone with me to do it. So I waited after the show.
Well, at least you got to go. You got a great picture. Sounds like you had a wonderful time.
Oh.
And for our listeners, David will be writing a little blog about it and posting some pictures on our website, which is take2radio.com, and that's the number 2. So we can't wait to have you put that up there, share it with everybody. And that goes for the listeners, too. If you've ever met anybody, you know, at one of the events, whether it be a soap actor or a primetime actor or film star or something that you want to write a little blog about and share it with other fans, feel free to send that on to us so we can post it on the website. And you can send it to info@take2radio.com. So that would bring a close to today's show, but tomorrow, join us at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for David Mobley. David is a songwriter and producer, and he has been doing this for about 40 years in the music industry, and he's either collaborated with, given opinions or advice to, or personally interviewed or been interviewed by, or maybe even just hung out with somebody for the afternoon. Many of the world's top artists, actors, producers, engineers, promoters, as well as some of the world's A-list movers and shakers. So I think that should be a great show. Currently, he's working on writing and producing several all-new song projects with Dave Evans, who's the founder and original lead singer for AC/DC. And they're working on that in Nashville, New York, Nashville, New York, L.A., and Las Vegas, and Texas. They're making the rounds on that one. So, and he's also involved with several charities, and we'll be discussing all that with him tomorrow. So join us at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to thank everybody for joining us today with Alfredo Diaz, and we so look forward to seeing him on All My Children and any other projects that he has going. Make sure if you're in the New York area that you go see him in one of his plays. And everybody have a great weekend. Thank you, David, for joining me. And Dawn has already left the studio.
Dawn has left the building.
Yes, she has. She has her own show to get ready for, Jam and Jukebox, her indie artist. She'll be playing them tonight on Blog Talk. So if you want to listen to some great music, join her as well. And everybody have a great weekend. Thanks again, and God bless.
Stay safe.
You too. Good night.
Good night.
Tonight's show has been brought to you by One Taste of Main Street Cake Shop, baked from scratch, custom-made cakes and cupcakes, and you'll be hooked. Every cake is made to order with only the finest and freshest ingredients. This is no ordinary bakery. Cakes are never pre-made. Main Street Cake Shop is in demand, having provided cakes and cupcakes for numerous prestigious events, bridal fairs, and venues. Owned and operated by April Murray, she has garnered many awards for not only her exquisite cake designs, but also for their incredible taste. If you're looking for a cake for any occasion, or cupcakes in a variety of flavors, then Main Street Cake Shop is the place. Visit them on the web at mainstreetcakeshop.com. Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect with Take Two Radio on Twitter at Take Two Radio and at Dawn Take Two Radio. You can also look us up on Facebook at Take Two Radio. Check out our website at taketworadio.com and follow us on Blog Talk so you can stay up to the minute of each episode as we add it. Each episode is always available for download immediately following each broadcast, and you can also download every podcast on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.